Good morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. It is 8:41, approaching 8:42. It's a mighty 69 degrees here on this Thursday morning. And on a Thursday at around 8:40, we are joined by Coffeyville's Reawakening. We have Denise York back from vacation. How was vacation, by
the way?
Good
morning. Vacation was great, and good. I wouldn't be here if I didn't have to be. I would have
I completely
taken,
understand.
I would have taken another week
I
or two.
I completely understand.
Yeah, it just wasn't enough, but yeah. It was great. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Glad to hear.
A lot cooler up there than it is down here.
Yeah, so, I can imagine. I can imagine. So now the first Midland movie night was Encanto.
That was the second one that
the
we
second
had.
One. Okay.
Yeah, but it was great. You know, I had over 150 people down there. I was trying to count, but, you know, little kids keep moving on you, and
right,
so I might have counted a couple people twice, but you know, 150 downtown is pretty good for the Friday night. But yeah, we had a good turnout, perfect night for it. But we've got American Graffiti coming up, and that's September 9th, so not this next Friday,
the Friday
a week
after.
From them.
Okay.
And we plan on having we're asking anybody with a classic car to come out and cruise, you know, at 6 o'clock, maybe park over at the UP Park you know, parking lot up until 7:30 till the movie starts. And we hope to have people in costume, you know, just everything that kind of meshes with American Graffiti. And there was a couple of us talking yesterday. We may try to put on some drag races down 8th Street in front of the Midland.
I like it. I like it.
Okay, but these are going to be remote control cars for
races.
Like, you know,
I like it.
The preteens and stuff. Yeah. So if you've got a car, bring it. We'll make a bracket, make up rules as we go, and
it's the best way to do it.
Yeah, figure it out, you know.
Yeah.
But the kids, last movie night, they come up, they said, you know, do you have games? And we really didn't have anything planned, so this time we're going to do a little bit more. So.
All right. Now, I know last time you guys kind of did something similar, the food was a little different. Have you done anything plan-wise with that?
We've got a food truck coming in.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I hate to announce who it is. I should have checked before I came
on.
Good. But yeah, plan on having food truck. Okay. And then Coffeyville Coffee Company's usually right there parked.
Yep.
and serving either ice cream, drinks, and things. So, you know, hopefully we can get maybe them or someone to do some root beer floats down there.
There you go. That would be good.
It would fit in with the movie.
Yeah. If there's an update to that, we can talk about that next Thursday. Right?
Exactly.
The day before.
Yes.
Speaking of Midland Theater, how's construction going? I know you guys, Peggy mentioned some things you were working on getting done quickly last week. How's that come along?
It's going great. So I haven't been. I was going to stop in yesterday and didn't get a chance. So today I'm going to go. But I know we've got a lot of demo going. And, you know, it's just exciting to see the dumpster out there. You know, there's stuff moving out inside. So, yeah. We're hoping by the end of the year we'll be able to get into that space, have the ADA bathrooms will be done. So it's really exciting to see something moving, you know.
Yeah, I'm excited for the front of the house to be done. And then when you have your movie nights next year.
Yes.
Have a concession stand open in the front of the house and have,
and
you know,
have
you
bathrooms.
Go inside and then you can come outside and enjoy the movie. I think that'll be really a really neat way to look at it.
Exactly. You know, when we did the wine tasting there, back in the spring, it was great to have people just even in that front lobby, let alone, but it'll be great when we have it all open. But yeah, we can, I mean, we appreciate, you know, CBR, they donate the porta potties for us on movie nights, but it'd be nice to have bathrooms open that people can walk into and, you know, not worry about it.
Right.
So, yeah.
So what are some of the activities kind of coming up or that you guys are prepping for?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things. You know, movie night, we've got Christmas on the Plaza coming up. We are we did a little bit of fundraising to raise the Christmas tree up another 2 feet during Summer Celebration when we raffled off the VIP booth. But now we didn't quite collect enough there, so I'll be sending out some emails and stuff. But anybody that might want to donate to raise the tree, if we get another 2 feet, we'll have it up to 26 feet. It'd be 29 with the star included. So, you know, maybe shooting for a 30-footer or something. So that's coming up. I noticed CCC, or we're having a band. What is it? So the marching band.
Yeah.
It's something new that I hadn't seen before. So I want to make sure that people.
I guess I've missed it. So.
Okay. That'll be coming
up.
I just saw a poster yesterday on it. So. be looking for that, because that's something different, and we need to support music and the things that are going on in the town. If we don't support them, they will go away. So everybody that is interested in watching, you know, the marching band competition, that's what it is.
There you go. Yes. Okay.
So I think Dr. David Wiggins is getting a lot of this coordinated. So,
and they have their humanities performances as well.
Absolutely. Now, I used to go to those when pre-COVID, when they were on Tuesday mornings, and I noticed they moved them to the evening. So looking at the schedule, there is a lot of talent coming through the area. So just don't, you know, go one night and just watch.
Yeah, every Tuesday. Yes. Every Tuesday night. So
I think there was one Tuesday that they didn't have anybody yet, but it's always been great performances. Yeah. And there's a wide range. So
oh, yeah. They definitely, there's a variety of talent that comes to those.
So. Yeah. So make sure that you, you know, support that. That's right now all I can think of. So
yeah,
I'm still, my mind's still on vacation.
Yeah, I completely understand. So. I'm excited for Christmas on the Plaza. I mean, it's September, but and I know people generally are like, we can't think about Christmas yet. But no, I mean, it's going to be here before we know it.
It will be. We do have a movie scheduled for December 10th through Christmas on the Plaza, Polar Express. And it's community.
Will that be the last Midland Theater?
And this isn't a Midland. This is community. It's Community National Bank is sponsoring it for Christmas on the Plaza. So it's really not a Midland.
How many more Midland Theater movies will we have?
We have two. We have American Graffiti. So,
and there's one in October.
Yeah, there is one in October. Don't ask
me what
it is.
We can worry about that one when we get past American Graffiti.
Next week I will be more prepared,
no,
I promise
you. No, you're
fine.
You're fine. So, all right. And then, as always, you guys, volunteers are a big part of reawakening.
Everything that we do. One that I want to stress this week, I think, is the Dalton Museum. I mean, we need some volunteers in there to run shifts. I mean, it's a great, if your kids are back in school and you have 3 hours one day a week that you want to come in. We also have weekend volunteers that we need. If you are a 501c3 nonprofit, we make a donation to your organization if you do a Saturday and Sunday one weekend a month. So, you know, if your organization needs to make $100 a month or something, you know, let us know that you'd be interested. We train you. It's really nice to be in there, be able to talk to visitors coming through town. You really get a sense of how many people are actually coming to Coffeyville because of the Dalton Museum or the Brown Mansion and things along those lines.
I have noticed when I'm downtown on, you know, on the weekend, or if I'm driving, whether I'm going to eat or whatever, there's always, it seems like, somebody that is parking there on whatever street that runs by the chamber. And then they are getting out and they're taking photos of the chamber building.
Right.
Or they're looking at, you know, the old bank, what used to be the banks.
Right.
And then stopping by and then go. And then, they're down Death Alley and then they go into the Dalton Museum.
Yep.
So.
And the museum is open Saturdays 10 to 4 and then Sundays 1 to 4. So it's not a full day. It's one weekend a month. So think about it and give me a call. I mean, we'd really like to get some more people interested. You really don't have to know a lot of history. You learn while you're in there, right? You can just walk around and look at things and learn a lot. Yeah,
I've been in there during Dalton Days last year.
Yes.
So, of course, that's coming up in October. So
yes. That's another.
Looking forward to that.
The next big deal we have going on, right?
Right. So. Exactly. All right. Well, okay. So if anyone is interested in volunteering anything Reawakening, Reawakening Building is on
115 West 9th. Downtown,
Street.
Or you can call me at 620-252-5861. Have a Facebook page. You can always shout out there, and we'll call you back.
Yeah. So all right. a lot of avenues to do things in.
Yeah.
Downtown,
so don't be bored at home. You know,
community gardens.
Yes, we can find something for you to do.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks for coming in. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, Matt.
All right. You've been listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.